We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Out to Durant. Durant, one dribble, fires it up. Oh, back of the rim. Jubilation here in Milwaukee. The Bucks are right back in the series.
ESPN with the coverage. I don't know if I'd call that jubilation. I don't know what I call the final emotion that we had after the game last night, where the Bucks do bring it home and they do win. All right? I've got to remind myself that they did win that basketball game. 86-83. An incredible start. Up 30-9 at one point. First quarter ends 30-11. Then the Nets completely erase that in the second quarter. End up taking the lead in the third. And then nearly winning the game on that last shot from Kevin Durant. But the Bucks do prevail. 79% of their points coming from two guys. The highest percentage of points by two players on one team in NBA playoff history. Middleton with 35 and Giannis with 33. They played minutes. They played 44 and 43 minutes, respectively, which is, it's great. Middleton had a great night. That is great. Giannis scored a lot of points. That is good. Giannis, man, I could do, I might do 4 hours on him and why he's taking threes like this. Bart Winkler, the Polish pipe bomb, Jeff Orlowski with us today. What an absolute pleasure and an absolute treat. Pipey, good to see you.
Thank you, Bart. It is great sitting in this chair and sharing a little studio with you.
You watched the Bucks last night for the first time in a year and a half?
Yes, I did. First game of the year, baby. It was good.
Now, that's smart. Because everybody else around here, we all watch the regular season and we all get worked up about these regular season games. They don't matter. Then the Heat series, they were never going to lose that. So now things are finally, the season like started last night, so you're in at the right time.
Well, like I told you when we talked yesterday, with the NBA, the series doesn't start until the home team loses. They're hold and serve, so, game one is Sunday.
I want to hear from you guys, 414-799-1250. You could tweet us, 1250 AM, The Fan. So I want this perspective from you because I talked to somebody else last night who does not watch a lot of Bucks games, and they watched the game last night, and they said, Giannis is the most frustrating person to watch of all time. What is he doing? And I'm talking about the eight threes that he took. He wouldn't stop. Eight threes. The guy now is 4-for-32 in the playoffs taking threes. He did make one last night, but is the impact of the one he made worth the seven that he missed, just giving away possessions as they do? Your thoughts, overall thoughts on a Bucks team and Giannis and what he was doing last night, Pipe?
Frustrating is right. I was having that internal war with myself on whether he was having a good game or not. And obviously he scored a ton of points, but you see some of the sloppy turnovers, you see him chucking threes time after time. It's just, you know, the whole debacle at the free throw line.
Yeah, just, called again for 10 seconds.
Oh, well deserved. And there were a few times after that he should have been called as well. So, you know, very, very frustrating. Obviously, the guy's a superstar and he's amazing. But yeah, oh, man, you rip your hair out watching him.
The best description I saw, somebody tweeted, Giannis is the reason we are in this game. Giannis is the reason we might lose this game.
Yeah.
It's just, it's unbelievable the impact that he would have. And then at some points, I flat out ask myself, is this guy dumb? I mean, why are you keep shooting these threes like you're Eric Bledsoe? Bledsoe would do this. This is what he would do in the playoffs. He would shoot until he made one. And Bud would let him. And so some of this is on Budenholzer for still giving Giannis the green light. And I'll play the Giannis description of somehow he compared his instinct of shooting threes to his instinct of drinking coffee in the morning. Really, really weird. I will play that momentarily and again try to figure that out. This is all to be said that the Bucks did win. The season continues. We're playing until at least Tuesday night. 414-799-1250. Martinez, it is good to hear from you. What is up?
What's up, man? Hey, man. A lot of the points I just heard about Giannis threes, that's what I was calling about. Giannis, man, I don't understand it. Why don't he just say, hey, I'm 7 foot. I'm wide open for a reason. That means I can't shoot. It's got to be a reason. But I'm going to get guarded. PJ gets guarded. Everybody else gets guarded except me. I wonder why. Well, I'll tell you, because you can't shoot. And they just, you can see Harden just laughing on the bench like, look at this dude. Like, why is he shooting? You know, it's like, it's just stupidity sometimes with him. His IQ is just not high. And, you know, also things like Giannis, that free throw thing, that's horrible, man. I wish he just dribbled 3 times and just throw it up there. I mean, make it, miss it. But he's going to keep getting called for that because the referees and the other teams are getting tired of him doing that, man. And he deserved to get called for that. I'm glad they did because now it has to force him to shoot faster. I mean, at least 8 seconds into the clock. But like that one Twitter that you read said, Giannis is the reason we're winning and he might be the reason we're losing. Oh, yeah, it's going to come down to that because I got a bad feeling about that because he, in his mind, for some reason, he feels – he has to let it fly. I just don't understand why. And Bud needs to tell – that's why I can't wait till I get that alert that says Bud and the Bucks have parted ways soon because he is the reason Giannis keeps shooting all these threes. Now, if we had a coach like Sam Cassell, somebody would just get on him like, dude, don't shoot that three because Giannis said he listened to his coach. So if his coach tell him don't shoot threes, then maybe he'll stop shooting threes. And is it possible they could look at film from, like, ESPN with the sound? Because Hubie Brown be telling us, that is not a good shot. That is not a good shot. And it's just like they just keep running ISO. I mean, Giannis is running ISO at the top. Why is he running ISO? I don't get that. What really ticks me off is when he goes in the hole, he has Blake Griffin. He's like maybe, what, 4 or 5 feet away from the basket. He'll moonwalk back out to the three-point line, start some kind of bull rush, go in there, lose the ball. I mean, why? What is he thinking about when he do that stuff? And then Middleton with his ISO, you know, you dribble and you dribble and you dribbling. Give up the ball, get it back. That way you can get a better shot. If you watch the Nets, that two-man game, oh, my God, it's beautiful.
You know, Martinez, you're talking here. I'm trying to figure out as you're talking, like, how did they win this? How did they win this game?
They won this game because mainly defense. We held the Nets to 83 points. I can't remember a time that I've seen the Nets score 80-some points, man. That's how we won the game. But we could have really lost this game because Giannis shooting them threes put them back in the game. If they would have stuck to giving the ball, dunk on these cats because they small, Brook, dunk on them, and nobody could stop us inside. I just don't understand why Bud won't say, hey, go inside or, you know, stop the ISO ball. Giannis, don't you do that. You just get the ball, run down the court on the rebound, give it up, then get inside that little no-charge circle somewhere, and then just dunk on them, man. I mean, who can stop them? And if they continue, I mean, well, Giannis, if Giannis continue to come down the court and shoot a three within, like, 3 or 4 seconds into the shot clock, we will lose that series. If they don't go back to that in-the-post basketball, because Brooklyn has a problem with that. And everybody know it. The bench know it. And you can look at Steve Nash and, you know, James Harden looking kind of nervous when we kept doing that. But as soon as we start shooting some threes, James Harden had that little look on his face like, oh, yeah, we're going to win this game. And then last thing, and I'll let you go. Did you hear the comments Blake Griffin was saying? Man, we're shooting 4-for-19. And we're only down by this many points. We got this. We got this. Like, that tells you something right there that they see something in our offense that – our coach just doesn't see, and they believe they can come back and win. They damn near did. But,
yeah.
Y'all have a good day, man.
Yeah, you too. We got to remind ourselves they did win last night.
Yeah, they did.
we got to remind ourselves of that because I'm thinking, just going through everything, and Martinez, as always, thanks for the call, just trying to think of everything. The 79 points, the 79 percentage of points Giannis and Middleton scored, most by a duo in playoff history. That's not necessarily a good thing. Lopez played 35 minutes. He had 3 points. Lopez was just getting exploited defensively. Nets were running in the fourth quarter the same play over and over, where it would end up matching up Kevin Durant against Brooke Lopez. And Kevin Durant's going to win that matchup every time.
Yeah, and Lopez, but you know, he bailed himself out with 5 or 6 blocks last night on the defensive end. But yeah, he looked awful. He looked slow. He looked like, you know, an old guy in slow motion.
And this was the problem with Brook in this series all along, and the Nets figured it out. And the Bucks must figure that he's still our best option. I mean, you could think maybe Portis in there or whatever, but Bud's still stuck on Brook being the best option there. Jrue Holiday played 46 minutes. Jrue Holiday had a very bad night. Jrue Holiday has the same stats this year as his first year as a Buck, of course. And in the playoffs right now, he's got the same, and when I mean same, I mean like almost the exact same shooting percentages as Eric Bledsoe did in his tenure as a Buck. From 3, from 2, from the field, from the line. Bledsoe was not good in these playoffs, and Jrue Holiday was going to be this tremendous upgrade. Through 7 games, he has not been in the playoffs. But a part of that is he is a point guard who we gave up a ton of picks for. We're paying a ton of money to, and then we're not even letting him play point.
Right.
They're giving the ball to Giannis, who brings it up, and 7 times, 8 times, every 3 he takes, it's not like they run an offense and then that's their best shot. Giannis dribbles up, they give him space, he stops, he shoots, he takes the 3. Why is he doing that? Well, Eric Name, Laurie Nickel, I believe, were the 2 that were asking him about it, and Giannis was like, I'll just play it for you. I think there's 2 questions in this little exchange, and at one point, listen for the point where he starts comparing shooting a 3 to drinking coffee, because I'm completely lost at how he's trying to compare him shooting a 3 to drinking coffee. This is Giannis last night being asked and answering. Basically, the questions are, dude, the 3s, what are you doing?
My mindset.
You took 8 threes tonight. That's the most you've taken in a playoff game. What do you feel like you're getting out of the 3-point line and like the shots that you take?
I took 8 threes tonight. The back, you know, you got to shoot it. You know, not necessarily got to shoot it. You got to make the best decision. At the time, if I feel like I can knock it down, I'm going to shoot it. If I feel like I got to get my teammates involved, I'm going to get my teammates involved. But at the end of the day, as I said, just make the best decision for that particular moment. And as I said, my instinct told me that taking a 3 in that moment was the best decision. So that's why I took probably 8 threes. I didn't know I took 8 threes.
Laurie Nickel.
Do you feel like you would be conceding something, though, if you backed off the 3-pointer? Like, do you feel like you'd be admitting defeat or something like that?
No. It's all about instinct. Basketball is all about instincts. And at the end of the day, if my instinct's telling me that's the right decision to take, you know, I live with that. It's the same, like everybody, if you wake up in the morning and you think that you got to drink a cup of coffee, and that's what you want to do, that's what your instinct is telling you, that's what your soul is telling you, whatever the case might be, that's what you do. You know, it doesn't really matter what happened next, you know, because you live with the decision you make. And at the end of the day, as I said, I was just trying to make the right decision at the right moment. And today was shooting 8 threes. Maybe next game shooting 0 threes. Who knows?
Please.
I'm just going to try to, you know, keep making the right decision.
So I'm not trying to attack and destroy Giannis. I'm just trying to understand that his instinct, he says, of taking a three in a playoff game is the same as my instinct when I want a cup of coffee in the morning. The difference is when I pour the cup of coffee in the morning, I don't miss the cup 87% of the time.
Yeah, it definitely makes, you know, that answer alone makes you question his instinct. If he thought that, you know, it was the right thing for him to, you know, march down and just, you know, pull up for a three and miss it horribly time after time after time, it makes you question his thought process. The whole thing with the coffee, I don't get it all.
I don't get it either. So here's another example to use that comparison. We have a coffee machine in this building. I just tried to make coffee. It's not working. And so I am going to accept that it's not working and move on with my day. I'm not going to try to pour a cup 7 more times when it's already broken. I wouldn't do that. Now, I would like a cup of coffee. I'll have to make some adjustments here. But that part of my game has been taken away from me today. So it's time to move on. Louie is in Franklin, 414-799-1250. Louie, what's happening?
Very happy they won. You know, just to kind of expand on what you guys have been talking about, I popped out in the garage and turned on the radio call, the Bucks call, and to hear the guys that do the call, just about the 7-minute mark to about the 3-minute mark, every possession was either a zero pass possession or an isolation possession. And I don't know what happened. Something happened in the game where they stopped doing what they did, which is moving the ball around, and they started to try to iso ball, out iso ball the net. And they won because of two reasons. I mean, the reason we're talking about them shooting bad in game one, Joe Harris, Kyrie, and KD shot terribly last night. And there was a lot of contact on KD that a superstar eventually in a series is going to get those calls.
Yeah, let me just Kyrie 9 for 22, Joe Harris, that's big, 1 for 11, KD 11 for 28. Go ahead.
So, and the other, you know, everybody's banging on Middleton. I hope people appreciate the fact that he won the game last night, really, because they were doing ISO. They stopped doing what the Bucks have done all year, and finally they got it to their best isolation player, and he hit about 3 or 4 pull-ups right in a row, one floater. When the Nets were actually outplaying them. And the Giannis thing, listen, I'm not going to bang on it if it's a 3 or a 2 or an elbow jumper or a mid-range jumper. To know when that part of your game may be a little off and to do something a little bit different, I think it takes a player with a little bit more moxie than Giannis does. I mean, listen, he reminds me of Earl Campbell. Earl Campbell had the ability to out-juke you or do a spin move on you, but he didn't care. He was going to run you over, and I think that's his game. His game, he could hit a step back now and again. He can have a good night at the free throw line now and again, but his game is to get to the hole and either jam on somebody or get to the line. So every time you see him bring the ball up the court and then take a three with nobody within 10 feet, that's telling you something. The Nets are fine with that shot. Keep taking that shot. Keep taking that 17-footer. We don't care. Eventually it's going to catch up to you. Now, I will say that Drew played really well defensively, and I don't want us to miss that fact. That's the upgrade you have with him, too. A big reason Kyrie was and KD struggled is because that guy can get in your face and make things difficult for a player in the NBA that's a wing player, and he did that. And same thing with Tucker. You know, he didn't shoot well, but his defense was really critical to them holding down the Nets down the stretch. So that's all I got today. Bart, be well. Have a great show. Good to hear Orlovsky on the dinger too today. So have a good one.
How about that? Pipe bomb breaking down some NBA. It's all hands on deck today.
Louie, my boy. Yeah, no, he made some great points. You know, PJ Tucker and Drew Holiday, you know, yes, you know, Tucker, I think he had, what, a goose egg in the point column. And Holiday, while he only scored nine, both of those guys were great on defense. And it seemed like Drew hit a shot. His 9 points, they all came when the Bucks needed points the most.
Well, yeah, he had the game winner, essentially.
Yeah.
So you can't discredit that. It's just, it is discouraging. Drew Holiday is a much better player than Eric Bledsoe. Much better. Drew Holiday, if given the opportunity, could be the primary ball scorer on this team. But he's not given that opportunity, which is fine. But the fact that his percentages right now are lockstep with what Bledsoe's done in his tenure, that's not good. You got bounced from the playoffs the last few seasons for a few reasons. Eric Bledsoe is one of those reasons. And so you'd like a little more production there. Bledsoe is a good defender, too. That's how we always try to justify, you know, Al, he might miss a lot. But really, you're not missing Bledsoe at all because the spirit of Bledsoe still exists. If Drew's got the same percentages and Giannis is taking the Bledsoe, Giannis took 8 threes last night.
No, no.
And by the third three, the crowd, you could hear them say no. And then you could hear them start to groan every time. And the one that he did make, it wasn't even like exciting. He made the shot and everyone looks around to each other and is like, yay. Like, oh, damn, I guess. It's like, no, 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 no. Oh, sure. So it could have been this even more euphoric moment, but everybody's all, no, 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 no. And then, no, 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 no. And then it happens.
It was like one of those Brett Favre plays, you know, where he's scrambling all over, you know, for 37 seconds and you're screaming at him, throw the damn ball. No, 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 no. And then, you know, he launches a prayer that gets caught. But
and then you're like, I knew it the whole time that he'd make that pass. Robbie's on the west side of town. What's up?
Hey, man. Hey, first of all, I apologize for my voice. I was streaming at the game last night, and you must have saw me because guess what? When Giannis made that three-pointer, everyone was doing exactly that. And it's funny because the whole game we're high-fiving. when he made that three-pointer, the people that was around me tried giving me a high-five. I couldn't give them a high-five because that shot was still a bad shot. Listen, man, I just don't understand it. I mean, I hate to bash them because we got to win, but we clearly should have won that game by 20 points or something. And it really seems like the Bucks is making the game way harder than what it is. I came up with an analogy like football. So Aaron Rodgers come to – I know you don't want me to say much about that, but if Aaron Rodgers come to the line of scrimmage – and he sees Devontae Adams have one-on-one coverage with a DB and the safeties on the other side, the play now is what? Altered. He's going to give Devontae Adams a hot route, a stop-and-go, a fly, something because he knows there's a mismatch. Well, the Milwaukee Bucks, Bud, please, Giannis, please listen. Find the mismatch. I've seen Brook Lopez. I saw Giannis. There's certain guys that can't hold our players. When you have the mismatch, forget running the isolation play. Let's just take the ball right down to that side on the block, the box, the post, and let them go to work. Let them go to work, baby. It's not that hard. And I just want to say this. Really great energy. Love the fans yesterday. We did a heck of a job. Starting off that game with that momentum, and the maturity of the Bucks sinked in. Obviously, as you guys have been stating, they went back to that isolation ball. When you're moving the ball, Giannis, you got 16 points, Giannis. Off of ball movement, dunking the ball, stop shooting the three, man. Stop it. And the last comment I want to make, guys, is this. Giannis, your press conference at the end of your game, Giannis, if you're listening, you mentioned about instinct. it takes you about 15 seconds to shoot a free throw. I love you, man. I love you. Guess what? If you are confident in your three-point, you should be way more confident in your free throw. So what I am telling you, brother, please go up to that free throw line and shoot it a lot faster. You're adding stress on yourself by taking that long duration of time to shoot three. Use your instinct, brother. Thank you for taking my call. Go Bucks, and thanks for all you guys do. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Thanks for the advice to Giannis. The free throw routine, he's so steadfast in that routine, it doesn't work. It's very unexplainable.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You know, and to sit there and to go through the whole motion before
like
he even gets the damn ball, and then he gets the ball, and it still takes a year and a half, and it doesn't work. So, yeah, absolutely, I agree with Robbie. Do the opposite, man. You know, take the pass from the ref, one dribble, put it up.
One of the things that I think, Orlowski, you've been known for over your tenure here is your hatred of Mike McCarthy. You've got to see a lot of similarities in him and Coach Budenholzer, my God.
Oh, God, yeah. It was like looking at, you know, McCarthy's ugly cousin. And, yeah, it's just as bad. He's embarrassing. And every time they sat there and they played, you know, Wired Up with him and Nash, Nash sounded like a professional coach.
Yeah.
You know, and the promo that you know, for your show that came on right before we came on the air, where it's just, you know, Budenholzer screaming out nonsense words, you know, that's what it sounds like. It's stupid.
Yeah, I'm going to reveal the curtain a little bit. I made a promo for my show that actually never happened in my show. I made it last night.
Okay.
In my basement.
Awesome.
Here, I'll play it.
It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Budenholzer has to refuse ever being mic'd up again. They show Steve Nash in the huddle. He's like, if you penetrate in the paint, we'll be able to disguise our drop coverage and lower the percentages of Giannis's ability. Then they show Bud, and he like talks to these guys like, I talked to my 2-year-old son trying to teach them basketball. Shoot. Pass. Attack. Basketball.
Catch the Bart Winkler Show.
Perfect.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Catch us.
On 1250 AM, The
Odyssey.
Fan.
Ba 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 ba.
An Odyssey station.
We'll be right back. Do you have your guitar by you?
Yeah, I got a guitar here. I don't know if it's in tune. Why is that?
Can you do the Bucks Lust and I'll sing along to it?
Yeah, let's see how.
Like, just give me the instrumental and then I'll start. I wrote new lyrics.
Oh. Well, hold on.
Yeah.
You wrote new lyrics?
Yeah.
Well, they can't be lyrics that disparage the Bucks.
Okay. No, they disparage somebody else, not the Bucks.
Okay. Trouble is I can't hear what you're singing. With
no, that's fine. You can listen to it later. Just do the... Yeah, just do it.
2, 3, 4.
Coach Bud sucks. He ruins the Milwaukee Bucks. Coach Bud sucks. Coach Bud sucks. It's clear he doesn't give a... Coach Bud sucks. Coach Bud sucks. I ruins the Bucks. Coach Bud sucks. Eddie Lemberger. That little Bucks lost last night.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
Actually, I'm not sure if I did. I had a lot of disdain for the Bucks last night. I'm still not sure how they won that game. The Nets shooting was a big part of why they lost. You know, the Bucks, they have not made 10 threes in a game yet. I think game one, they were 6 for 30. Game two, they were about 8 for 31. Last night, they were 6 for 31. But the Nets were not that much better. Beyond the arc, they were 8 of 32. So they struggled as well. And then if you look at some of the lines, I mean, Kevin Durant had a tough night shooting. And that guy's been automatic this whole series. 11 for 28 was a gift. Just a gift. The rims, I don't know if they were tighter or, you know, what the hell happened. But Kevin Durant missing shots was massive. And that's what he said afterwards. He says, missed shots, That's the game.
It's really simple. It's just making shots. I think we got good looks. We got to the paint. We made an extra pass. And we just made shots. You know, sometimes that's the name of the game. Both teams played incredible defensively. Both teams played extremely hard. Low turnover game. You know, they had 8 blocks. We had 8 steals. 5 blocks. You know what I mean? So it was one of them grind out games. And, you know, they just made a couple more points late. You know, they hit a couple more shots than we did.
Joe Harris, 1 for 11. Kyrie Irving, 9 for 22. Bruce Brown was their hottest player, but then he was really feeling himself at the end, missing a couple shots that probably should have gone to either Durant or to Kyrie. 414-799-1250. Bart Orlowski, the Bucks win 86-83, not the score you would expect in a matchup between these two teams. Series is 2-1 Brooklyn. Game 4 is Sunday afternoon in Milwaukee, 2 o'clock tip, which means probably like 2:15. John is in Franklin at 414-799-1250. Good morning to you, Johnny.
Good morning, and it is a good morning. Any morning after a Bucks win in the playoffs is a fantastic, great morning. It was a street fight. It was butt ugly, but they got it done. Obviously, I predicted Nets in 4 after my fandom was shaken to its core by the imposters that showed up in Brooklyn.
Well, I think, John, I think after game 2, a lot of people had Nets in 3. So you were actually a little more optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been a fan of, you know, if they would have got rolled today, I would have just been, you know, let's just forfeit this thing and figure out what we're going to do. You know, I watch Bud, and I've been walked out of a couple places. I've lost some jobs, and I'll never wish that on anybody. But the guy's, you know, he's just a different cat, just a different cat. Giannis, yeah, I mean, the free throw thing is just, I don't understand how there is no one on this team in the coaching ranks that can counsel this guy. I just don't, it's befuddling. I don't understand. The only thing I can think about his outside shooting is I just think he sees KD, and it's like, you know, KD can get to the rim, but he does it differently than Giannis. Giannis can just plow through you. KD is just slippery. This guy is a maniac. He is a straight. He's also a freak in every dimension. He's fantastic, and I am really thankful that shot hit the back of the rim at the end. Because frankly, that shot never should have got up. Should have been bracket coverage. It should have had bracket coverage on him. You knew the ball was going to him. And then possibly Kyrie. You let anybody else take that, you know, 40-foot, 35-foot shot. You don't let him do it because he damn near put it down. We got out of there with our skins, and that's okay because it does count as a win, and I'll take it. I don't understand what's happened to our shooting. It was great to see Middleton back. It was great to see Giannis, and Rami called it in the afternoon. An early mean mug and throwdown, he absolutely called it, and he was absolutely right, but the game still came down to some bloody knuckles, man. Whoever thought that this series was going to, you know, have games like this, just defensive physical struggles from both sides. It's going to be fascinating to see what goes on in game 4, but, you know, there is a little hope now, but, man, Brooklyn has really impressed me.
Yeah, Johnny, appreciate it.
Drew Holiday kicks it back out. Lopez, Tucker, finds it to the Kupo. Once again, the slam. And Brooklyn needs timeout.
There's the early mean mug. And then at 30-9.
And to the Kupo drives, finishes, and the foul. The Bucks right now pummeling the Nets. It's 30-9.
The game's 30-9, and it starts to seem like it's game 2 only in reverse. Nets went up massive in the first quarter in game 2, and you could figure that the game was about over. The Bucks are not going to come back from that. Bucks go up 30-9 yesterday. 30-11 was the final after 1. I don't think any Bucks fan was comfortable at that because the Nets can shoot their way right back into it, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah, that second quarter was definitely one to forget. You know, it was great to see the Bucks come out with some actual energy and to start the game just absolutely dominating, getting anything they wanted. Giannis still couldn't hit a three in the first quarter when everything was going down. But, it was great to see him come out with that kind of spark, that kind of energy, get the crowd fired up. Right from the tip, that was fantastic. And then the second quarter happened, and then it was a complete dogfight in the entire second half.
Yeah, not great. And you could see it on the sideline. Somebody already alluded to it. Blake Griffin was saying, "Look, we're down 13 points. We're shooting 4-19. It's early. We're good. The Bucks go up 30-11, and then the Nets start the second quarter on a 15-2 run." And then it started to spiral out of control because Giannis then gets called for a 10-second violation. He still keeps shooting threes. Halftime, Bucks still had the lead 45-42. That third quarter was pretty key because the Nets, for whatever reason, they couldn't get that shot to give them the lead. And this has happened to the Bucks a few times this season, in the regular season at least. They'll be in some of these games they ultimately lose, but they're right there. They just can never get that shot to give them the lead. The Nets eventually do get that shot, but the Bucks don't let it get too out of hand. Middleton matching Durant, and then Jrue Holiday with the big play at the end. And they escape this game. It's a winnable game, you could say. Whoever loses is going to say, well, that was a winnable game. But I wouldn't say that the Bucks deserved to win. This was a knockdown, drag-out fight, man, between these two clubs. The Bucks were just the ones that were able to score last, and they win 86-83. Game four again on Sunday, breaking it down all day long here on The Fan. Let's go out to Dave on the northwest side, 799-1250. Dave.
Gentlemen, that win was neither satisfying nor was it encouraging for me. You know, they went out and they played team basketball for a quarter. They get a 30-11 lead at the end of the quarter, and then all of a sudden everything stopped. And I'm just wondering, who was just dumber? Some of those players, or is it Bud? I mean, how can you just stop? Don't tell me it was the defense, because it wasn't the defense. They weren't trying to get the ball in the post. They weren't trying to get Brooke Lopez down low. Somebody's just got to tell Giannis, enough with the three-point shooting. Get him down in the paint, just pound him inside. But all of a sudden, that just stopped. And that seems to be the case, when it comes up to big games, they get a nice lead, and all of a sudden, oh, well, we got our lead. Now we can go one-on-one. And I don't care that Giannis or Middleton got over 30 points. The fact of the matter is, that's all they were doing was shooting. They were playing one-on-one, no team play. The defense was a whole different story, but as far as I'm concerned, offensively, we were horrible. And I'm not talking about the shooting. I'm talking about the selection of play. It just bothered me. The whole game, it just bothered me. I thought, okay, 30-11, we're doing great, keep it up, and then it stops.
Well, we won, though, somehow.
Well, like I said, that's not encouraging to me. It tells me, okay, we eked out a win.
I got an encouraging for you. How about this?
Okay.
Let me compare this to the Bucks Raptors series whenever long ago.
Uh-huh.
Remember game, Bucks went up 2-0. Game three, I believe Giannis fouled out that game. It went to overtime, but the Bucks, they almost won.
Uh-huh.
But the Raptors won, and they were the lesser team. So maybe we're like the Raptors now. We got to win. That's what counts as the win. Maybe we're like the Raptors, and we stole one here, and we're going to win the next three.
Well, yeah, I look at it from a different perspective. The same year we played the Celtics, and everybody was talking about how Al Horford gave Giannis a hard time, and Giannis just ate him for lunch. Goes into the Toronto series, gets punched in the mouth, and that was it. And that's the way it's been the last 3 years. So, yeah, he had 33 points last night. I won't be encouraged unless we come up with a win on, tomorrow?
Sunday, yeah.
Sunday. So I have no expectations of a win after last night's performance. I can't believe these guys just forget everything that they come out with that's successful for them and go back to playing AAU ball. Just drives me nuts.
Yeah, and Giannis is playing AAU ball. He's never played AAU. I mean, that's a more of an American style to just ISO the hell out of the opponent, but Giannis has never come from that pipeline. Dave, thanks for the call. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. They play again on Sunday, and then if they win on Sunday, well, then you know, it's 2-2, and it's a best of three now with two of the final three games at Brooklyn. The series is not over. They did win. They did win last night. I don't feel so far the show would have started much differently had they actually lost.
I do. I think we would have played funeral music for Coach Bud to start the show.
If maybe
they
more of that.
Lost last night, but
obviously, we're still ripping on Bud. We're ripping on Giannis. We're ripping on Drew. We're ripping on Brooke.
You know, it's just. It wasn't an appealing style of basketball for me. All the ISO ball. What I got after watching last night's game is that Giannis can beat Claxton one-on-one. Well, whoop-de-doo, I should have known that going into the game. You know, so it's not like I learned much, except, you know, the Nets had an awful shooting night, and thank God for that, or we'd be sitting in a deep, deep hole.
414-7, nothing wrong with that. 414-799-1250. Very juvenile. Nick tweets in, if it's the regular season, shoot as many threes as you want. But once again, Bud doesn't change anything for the playoffs, so he lets Giannis shoot. Rhino says, this was a game more of a Nets loss than it was a Bucks win. Bucks played the exact same way they have all series. The Nets just happened to play their worst game of the playoffs so far. Jerry says, I don't want to rag on Giannis, even though when he's wide open, the idiocy of the Budenholzer era shines through. Bud's done nothing to improve the mental aspect of Giannis's game. He wrote that better than I read it, and now I'm losing my ability to speak my own words. So this is when we go back out to the phones. Artie in Cudahy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Bart, how are you?
I think I'm good.
All right, well, I have 99% positivity for you because I think that's who I am as a Bucks fan. I'm just happy to have Giannis sometimes at the end of the day, and this is what I would say. I'm very frustrated with Bud. That's the only negativity you get. I feel like he might be getting found out as a coach from time to time, but if he really wants this job, you want to coach three perennial All-Stars, he's got to have to show he deserves the job. So that aside, this is what I would say. Brooke Lopez went asleep in the second quarter, and allowing Bruce Brown to go off third quarter, fourth quarter. He had figured it out and played much better defense on Brown. Plus, Brown was missing some of those kind of pop shots that he was taking. Bucks fans, wake up and smell the roses. If you guys question Giannis's shot selection, that's not a him choice. Someone needs to give him parameters to play within. That's a coaching choice. Besides that, Giannis's defense, rebounding, ability to go to the bucket. I don't care if he goes 3-for-8 from the free throw line. It's just not going to change my opinions on him. He's great. Chris was good. Chris was his normal self. The biggest thing that I want to say, I guess, to all Bucks fans is Drew Holiday has been out of the playoffs for 4 years. So we know that playoff basketball picks up a lot. We know that prime Drew came into a big spot yesterday and he showed who he is. Okay. So I think there's a lot of really good things. There is a Bryn Forbes problem because he cannot get open. They are like putting Claxton on him. They're playing extra tight on him, so there's an issue there. I actually thought that Bobby Portis's minutes were, again, really solid, and I did like Pat's minutes. I thought Pat gave us a little bit of something in terms of coming in and defense. So those big three have to be a big three. Lopez has to be there defensively. I'm optimistic. I want to see what happens on Sunday, and I do think we could win a game at Brooklyn. I don't think that's out of the question.
Don't forget to mention Thanasis coming in and playing 43 big seconds, getting a big block.
Yeah, that was by far like the most entertaining part of the game, and I feel like that did like bring the crowd back into it. You can see Giannis loves seeing his brother do like a really good job. The team feeds off it. It's got a high school, you know, high school sports feeling to it, but it's a positive thing. So let's take that. All right, go Bucks.
Well, that's what we need. I wish these Bucks games felt more like a high school basketball game. I think the crowd. I was talking a lot about the crowd this week, that the Bucks were going to be reliant on the crowd. They didn't have the heart in game two. They were going to be reliant on the crowd to have the heart in game three. Walking back into Fiserv Forum for the first time, a lot of people in 2 years, a packed capacity. This is a quick aside, but I'm just kind of shocked still how, like, COVID's just over. Like, the arena was packed last night.
As it should be.
I know. I don't want COVID to return. It's gone.
So be happy that it's over.
I mean, it's not over. It's still, you know, kids need to get their shots. But.
Oh, come on. My sister's the exact same way. She's been, you know, double vaccinated forever. You know, she's still scared to go outside without a mask on.
Hey, your boy ain't scared. Your boy was at a golf outing, and then he was at the bar after, and I went into Walmart yesterday without a mask on, okay? Dude, I got to tell you what happened at Walmart.
Feels like freedom. Well, at least I don't know what happened to you at Walmart. You didn't call me for bail money, so I do feel safe saying it feels like freedom.
I almost had to. I was telling my brother, you know, this last year's been weird on... I'll get back to the Bucks in a minute. I just got to tell this to Pipe Bomb. Please forgive me. This last year, you know, we're all loopy. So I would go into these stores, and one of the things that I would start doing is like, if I'd be in Walmart and no one was around, I would just go, Walmart! I'd just yell. Or nice. I'd yell like random stuff. I'd yell like, I'd look at whatever's on the shelf. Cheerios! And, you know, I'd do it when nobody's around. So yesterday, I wanted to do that and take a Snapchat for my brother. And so I was staking out an aisle and I had Snapchat open. And then this couple came, and so they ruined it, and then this other young woman came, and then I had the phone open, and I was like, I'll try to do it somewhere else. And then I heard, are you taking pictures of me? I turn around, and this girl thought I was taking pictures of her. And then she goes, I go, no, 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 no. She said, well, why is your phone camera up? And then instead of me saying, well, I was going to yell Walmart and send a Snapchat to my brother. I said, I'm doing something. So then I just kind of like snuck out the back and drove away.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Left my cart in the aisle.
You keep doing that kind of stuff, Bart, you're going to end up on a registry you don't want to be on.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Of course you didn't, but nowadays it doesn't really matter.
But the optics.
It's just the accusation that counts. But, yeah, no, that's funny. And, yeah, old man yelling at clouds, that has become you.
I should have said, yeah, I am. What's it to you? Really, really. But, again, I'm trying to be more mature and better in my age.
Well, you're a better man than me, because I'm not. I enjoy and embrace my immaturity.
What if a girl said that to you and you weren't taking pictures? Would you say, damn right I am. What's your name?
Nah, I'd be like, why are you so damn full of yourself?
I mean, seriously. I'm in a Walmart. I'm not just going to take pictures of strangers.
Well, you know, the way that I'm dressed today, Bart, you know, the three-piece suit on that I've got.
You look very nice.
That's how I go out
the
in public.
The vest makes the outfit for you.
You know, I think the Motorhead shirt I got on today, you know, it tells people, you know, kind of stay away in public. It shouldn't. I'm a very nice guy. You know, I'll talk to anybody, get along with, you know, I don't know, I'd say probably 67% of the population, which I think is a high number. But, yeah, you know, people kind of leave me alone.
So I thought the crowd was good. The Bucks gave them a reason to be good to start. I still wish there was more of a high school atmosphere. I saw, like, the Jazz game last night. One section is wearing red shirts. Another section's wearing yellow shirts. First, we would never do that. We'd be like, oh, it looks stupid.
Yeah, it's lame.
Well, I have to do it. And then at the end of the third quarter, I did notice everyone was kind of sitting down. And I was like, stand up, man. But then Thanasis got them all jacked up again. And then I understand. It's a very tense game. And,
the Bucks, had they lost, they had to play like a game seven last night. Because had they lost, you got some really good crowd shots. You got Za'Darius Smith and Aaron Jones. We, of course, have to mention them. Za'Darius on the final play was standing on the chair courtside. He wasn't just courtside. He was standing on the chair. Kenny Clark was also there, it looked like, but not sitting with those two. So they had jerseys. At one point, ESPN showed them as, like, just fans.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, they went back to him like, oh, this is these are guys.
Yeah, they had no idea who they were the first time.
The picture of those two kids, like, shaking each other.
That was weird. That was weird. I rewound, well, I watched the game twice yesterday, and I rewound that both times I was watching the game. I was like, you know, and far be it from me to make fun of anybody in the way they celebrate. You do you. I don't care. But that was weird.
You watched it twice?
Yeah.
To prep for the show?
Yeah.
Wow.
So not only did I see my first Bucks game of the year last night, I saw it twice.
Jeff, you're taking this real seriously.
Hey, man. Anything for the people. I'm a man of the people.
Hey, I appreciate that. The other, the really good crowd shot that I loved was they showed it was when they thought it was at the very end and it looked like a play was going to be reviewed. It wasn't reviewed. It looked like the ball might have gone off Giannis's hands. They showed Roy Henning in the crowd.
Yep.
Great Lakes Dragaway.
Yep.
Roy was at the game with Leroy Butler. So they showed Roy, and then whoever's the camera operator didn't know that was Leroy.
Yeah.
So Leroy's right arm got on TV. Hey. And then it was just Roy Henning.
Two Wisconsin legends right there. The inventor of the leap and Mr. Great Lakes Dragaway himself. We love both those guys.
This is a good tweet from Rayanne. Says, listening to the show, I was just wondering if anyone was happy that the Bucks won last night. Then Bart made the comment about how the show might not have been any different had the team lost. Isn't there anything positive about this? I think where I'm at mostly is just a state of confusion.
It was a confusing game, you know, with Giannis and the threes and the stupid turnovers and all that. But, you know, it's just the sense of relief is strong.
Yeah, I'm happy that there's going to at least be a game five. I'm happy that they won the game. In the back of my head, I'm still thinking that they have the card to play of James Harden if this goes any deeper. I think the Nets try to avoid playing James Harden because that hamstring, it's always tricky to deal with. But I keep forgetting, like, oh yeah, James Harden might still come back in this series. He could play on Sunday.
Yeah, it was a great win. Does it give me any confidence for the rest of the series going forward? Absolutely not.
No, it doesn't, but they won the game. And like the great coach Bud says, doesn't matter if you win by one or win by 30.
Basketball.
Sports.
Aggressive. Tacos.
Dribble. Walmart.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.